This is an ABC 10 News update.
I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. A huge leap forward in the effort to protect every Californian from COVID-19. Today, vaccine eligibility is now open to anyone 16 and older. Even with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on pause, the county is optimistic it can meet the demand for vaccinations. County officials say despite the pause, no appointments at any county sites have been canceled. Instead, everyone is receiving Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. And after a year-long closure, Legoland has now fully reopened to everyone. In order to maximize safety, the park has reduced daily capacity to allow for more social distancing. All guests over the age of 2 will be required to wear a mask, as well as going cashless to minimize contact. Advance reservations and pre-booked tickets are required for all guests to the park. Getting San Diego back on track, that will be the focus of Mayor Todd Gloria's first proposed budget. The mayor will roll out his back-to-work SD budget that looks to protect city services, invest in workers, and prioritize an equitable recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. A proposed budget will focus on key areas, including getting San Diegans back to work, making major investments to combat homelessness, reimagining policing, and tackling climate change. This is happening today at noon at Super Cocina in City Heights. And let's check in with Vanessa Paz now on our weather picture today. How are we doing, Vanessa?
We are doing mighty fine this Thursday, Jim. The morning clouds will make way for rounds of sunshine. And right now, majority of the county is actually seeing a lot of low cloud coverage with peaks of sunshine here and there. Once the clouds mix out, though, we'll top out in the mid-60s along the coast, and we'll see a lot of sunshine. Meanwhile, mid to upper 60s through those inland neighborhoods. Breezy conditions continue throughout the morning, but they will decrease as we progress through the day. We'll top out in the mid-50s through those mountain areas and be very comfortable in the deserts in the low 80s. The return of high pressure, though, returns just in time for the weekend, meaning we will see much, much warmer conditions above average for this time of the year. We'll top out in the 80s by the latter part of your weekend. Jim.
Vanessa, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.